Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, from tomorrow, speed limits on local rural roads will reduce from 80 to 60 kilometres an hour. It's all part of a new initiative by the government to lower traffic deaths, with almost 3 in every 4 road fatalities occurring on rural roads with a speed limit of 80 kilometres per hour or more. So how will it work? How will it be enforced? Will it be effective? I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Suzanne Mead, who's a senior engineer at Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau. And thank you both for being with us today. Chief Superintendent Humphreys, if I can come to you first, because this is a really significant change for people. Can you outline what is going to happen tomorrow?
Certainly, Claire. Simply, what's happening tomorrow is that the rural local roads will be reduced to 60 kilometres per hour. And this is in line with the government road safety strategy. And what that means is, quite simply, slower roads are safer roads. And across the country, Gardaí will be out with their speed guns, as will our safety camera vans, enforcing this new speed limit.
So there will be a big enforcement push on this tomorrow?
There certainly will be an enforcement push, but certainly there will also be an education element as well to it, so that drivers are in areas where there is new signage and where it's quite clear that the speed is 60 kilometres per hour. There will also be an element of education, not just enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And the research shows, doesn't it, that the ways to protect people who are vulnerable road users, particularly on these rural roads, is to reduce speed. That's the logic behind this.
Absolutely. This is so important and it is really worthwhile doing. You know, last year on the 80 kilometre per hour roads, 37% of our fatals were on 80 kilometre per hour roads. And you compare that with only 7% on 60 kilometre per hour roads. There is research right across the country. Quite recently there in Wales, the Welsh government, who lowered their speed limits, now it was to 20 miles per hour. Their data showed that they had 100 fewer people killed or seriously injured on their roads during the same period, the 12 months before. This is essential to make our roads much safer and to simply save lives.
Well, let's bring in Suzanne on this point, Dr. Suzanne Mead. What impact do you expect, Suzanne, this is going to have on road fatalities?
Yeah, so the first thing to understand, I suppose, about what's coming in on the 7th of February, on this Friday, is that it is local rural roads. So there's a hierarchy of roads in Ireland. There's 3 types. So they're made up of local roads. Local roads, you know that it's a local road. It will have a capital L and then 5 numbers afterwards, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Then there are regional roads and then there are national roads. So of all that road hierarchy, the largest group of those are local roads. They make up about 82,000 kilometres of the overall 100,000 kilometres of roads. So in terms of impact on what we hope is going to happen, the objective of this reducing the speed limits from 80 to 70 is to reduce the average operating speed across those 80,000 kilometres of road.
80 to 60, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to go from 80 down to 60, mm-hmm. Yeah, on the rural parts of the road, so not in the towns and villages. So that reduction should lead to less collisions. So looking at what has happened when other European countries have done this, France is an example, they did this in 2018, they had a 10 kilometre drop and they had about 13% less fatalities on the roads that was implemented on. They had an overall drop in the average speed limit, the operating speed of those roads. In Belgium, they implemented a similar drop, but this time a bigger one, 20 kilometre drop. So they went from 90 to 70 in 2001. And they had 33 less fatalities as a result of that. So looking at this more broadly and looking at, you know, a lot more studies in general, we are looking at hopefully achieving about a 16% drop across all collisions. But the biggest impact we want to see on the drop from 80 down to 60 is in serious injuries and fatal collisions. So we hope that that's going to go something about 28-26% drop on just those alone. So okay. The overall number.
The Road Haulage Association was out this morning about this. They say that it's proper enforcement and not new speed limits are needed to combat serious traffic accidents. They also have concerns around the ramifications on their sector. They say that this will affect their capability to attract in new drivers and retain existing drivers. What do you say to that, Suzanne?
Yeah, I think that's there is a point to that. However, I would point out that the national roads carry about 90% of the freight in this country. So a portion of the journey may happen on a local road, which is going to drop. But the vast majority of the journeys for freight in Ireland to typically happen on higher speed roads, and they will not be affected. So this change on the 7th of February, again, is coming to local roads.
Mm-hmm. And are the road signs in place now right around the country? Are we ready to go for this tomorrow?
Yeah. So the road signs, what I'm going to say is they're going to be working right up to the line. Local authorities have had to deal with two major weather events. They originally would have wanted to meet all of those, and they will. Most of them are telling us they absolutely will. But again, they're going to be working up right up to the line. So the absolute majority of the signs will be in place, bar one or two, and they will do that over the coming days. So yes,
a lot of people with newer cars will rely on the satellite system in their car. They've got a speed limiter system which will tell you what the speed limit is in an area. Yeah. Will that all have changed by tomorrow as well, do you know?
So just on our experience from other speed changes and enforcement things that have come on in just the last number of months, an example of that would be the average speed cameras that went on the National Road Network. So there is no formal way of communicating that, but they seem to just pick it up straight away. Like, they do get information, driver information, feedback. So almost instantly we saw that there was notifications. If you were driving along, you'd see them on, popping up on Google. You're coming into an average speed zone. So they're picking them up and observing the changes. Okay. So I think they will follow and people will see those.
The other thing I've noticed on Google Maps is it tells me when there's a speed van coming up.
It does.
How do you feel about that?
My opinion on it is, I suppose, based on the research that's out there. So when people know where they are and know how prevalent they are, it tends to change their behaviour. So this is not something to catch people out. They're there for a reason. Nothing else has worked in terms of road safety, and you have to put in this, fairly strong enforcement measure. And it's there to make sure that all people there, not just a few speeders, but everyone knows that it's there and you slow down.
Jane Humphreys, to come back to you, I have a message from a listener, and this person lives on an L road, so one of these rural roads that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's used as a rat run, they say, every Friday to avoid a known bottleneck. You take your life in your hands if you go out against this traffic. They say there's no enforcement of the 80 kilometre limit that they've witnessed, so how can you enforce 60?
What we're doing is we are asking drivers to have consideration, to understand why that the speed limit has been reduced. We all spend hours a day scrolling on our phone, and all that we are asking people to do is to take less than a minute longer for their journey to make the road safer for everyone. This is not anything personal. This is for us all to do and to make the roads definitely an awful lot safer than what they currently are. We can see that last year that 7% of fatalities were on 60 kilometre per hour roads, and that compares, like I said, to almost 40% that were on 80 kilometre per hour roads. So we're appealing to drivers, please take your time. If you can spend hours scrolling on your phone, it's not much to ask, and it's the right thing to do just to take a wee bit longer for your journey.
Yeah, I mean, we've an awful lot of people getting in touch with us asking about enforcement, but I take it from what you're saying that people shouldn't wait for the enforcement here. You're asking people to slow down, that is the right thing to do, and it will be the law from tomorrow to drive at 60 on these roads.
Yes, I absolutely am. We're all adults. It's not too much to ask. It's the right thing to do. We know it saves lives. We know it will decrease the number of collisions, right from fatal down to minor damage. And I do not believe, and it's the right thing to do, to just take a wee bit longer for our journey.
I just want to ask you about average speed cameras. They were introduced in Cavan on the N3, also in Mayo on the N5. How successful have they been in terms of impacting driver behaviour and getting people to slow down?
They have been very successful, and they also have what is called a halo effect. So the effect isn't just where the cameras are. It does spread out to a much wider area. And we did surveys before we did any works on the road, and we were able to see that the compliance has come down. And anecdotal evidence from people in that area have said that the driving behaviour has improved in those two areas.
And is the plan now to roll those out in other places?
That is longer term, absolutely. What we'd hope to do is to make much more use of average and static cameras right across the country.
OK, and Suzanne, coming back to the level of road deaths and the reason why all of this is so topical, because our road deaths were so high last year, and I'm always conscious when I say that, that there are families out there listening to that, to this, who have lost people and who are still grieving. Do we know why that was? Have we found the reason why road deaths increased?
I think that it is a combination of many different factors, and I suppose our attitudes in particular to road safety. A lot of it is down to driver behaviour. We can see from the research that the Road Safety Authority has done that there are certain behaviours that have gotten worse over time, over a short period of time, say from 2019. So we know that the acceptance of speeding in Ireland, and I'll give that as an example because of the topic today, but it's only one in four people report that they stick to the speed limits in Ireland. So I see about four people in four or five people in the room here. So there's only about one of us sticking to the speed limits. So that means and about 34% of people in Ireland think that it's okay to speed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means there's a lot of people that speed sometimes a little bit. And it's that little incremental shift, again, over 100,000 kilometres of road, and we've 2.5 million vehicles on the road. So that small change over time and over a lot of people, nearly as the norm, is causing a rise in those. And the same is happening then for distracted driving, looking at your phone. We're just talking about scrolling.
Yeah.
And also drink and drug driving. So all of those behaviours that can lead to collisions, or in the event of a collision, make the severity of them worse. So that's why, again, coming back to speeds, if we have a collision, a side collision for a car happening at 80, you've got about a 90% chance that that's going to be fatal outcome. If that happens at 60, that side-to-side collision, there's about a 30% chance. So that's a big change. So and that's just that change.
Yeah, that hugely changes
the
impact of that crash.
It does. It doesn't stop it happening.
Yeah.
But it does change the severity. So, and, you know, the other thing that can happen is because you're going a bit slower, you might avoid it altogether.
Mm-hmm. Jane, can you put your finger on why we seem to think it's acceptable in this country to speed, to break the speed limit?
I think it's because every single one of us are probably guilty of doing it at some stage in our driving career. And it's the case of, well, if everybody does it, then it's okay. But we have to understand that it's really not okay. And it's like what Suzanne was saying there, it's not okay even to speed a little bit, because that can make the difference between you being able to stop and you having a collision. Even by slowing down by a small amount can make a huge difference to the outcome of that collision. And like Suzanne says, you could totally avoid it.
There are more reductions coming, Suzanne, isn't that right?
There is. So the reductions that we're seeing coming tomorrow, they're on foot of the speed limit review that was completed in 2023. So what we're seeing now is the first part of three changes that will be coming. So this is targeted at the local rural roads, as I said, going from 80 to 60. Later on, coming in the year, there will be another change, and that will be in urban areas, a lot of the roads dropping down to 30. So again, in terms of what impact that will have, particularly for vulnerable road users, a vulnerable road user, if they're hit at 50 or 60, you know, they've a fairly high, you know, 80, 90% of that being fatal. If they're hit at 30 and under, it's under 10, it's like 5%. So, and the last one is then the national secondary roads, and that will be coming later this year as
well.
Okay,
and what will that be going down to?
That will be roads that are currently at 100 that don't have that you can still overtake on it, they don't have a barrier down the middle of it, that will be going down to 80.
80, okay, that's coming later in the year. So a listener here wants to know why this has only been spoken about in the last week. They say people should have been informed long before now with advertising to get them used to the idea sooner. Do you think that person has a point, Suzanne?
I think a lot of the changes, so these would have, all of the changes that we're talking about coming tomorrow for local roads, they would have actually have been worked through at each of the 31 local authorities. So quite a lot of them would have to have published what roads they were changing and schedules, because they were doing making bylaws to do that, you know. So there would have been some local kind of discussion about it at the local level, but at the national level, probably less so. It would have been talked more so in terms of the speed limit review, certainly would be discussed. But the cons on this coming, I suppose, it's coming now, so there's I suppose a cascade effect. So there's going to be the Department of Transport they launched last weekend slower speeds, safer roads. I think just before I came on, I heard a paid campaign there for the same slower speeds, safer roads, and they're on local radio and in social media. And then on top of that, then the RSA will be jumping on top of this again as well with their own campaign, and that's going to run right through from February, I believe, and into March as well. So they're going to hit it hard.
We'll be hearing a lot about it. Well, the main thing to know is that from tomorrow, if you're driving on a rural road where you might have been used to the speed limit being 80, it's going to be 60 as and from tomorrow. Dr. Suzanne Mead, thank you very much for coming in, and also to Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.